Hey everybody, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to see who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. It's our way to say thank you for leaving us iTunes rating and reviews, showing your love. All you need to do to win a free ride is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, our interactive workbooks, our community in Facebook, our private community. Ask questions anytime, a whole lot more, all a part of the $100 MBA program, free for a lucky winner every Friday. And all you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA show. Whether you're crunching numbers or pumping iron, we're here for you every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. In today's lesson, you will learn how giving up control can help you produce better products. Why is it when you give up a little bit of your control that makes better products? We get into that topic in today's episode, as well as how to get into the habit of delegating things to other people. For most of us, we start out on our own. We're solopreneurs, and then we start to grow our business and grow our team, whether that's bringing on a partner or a new employee or a freelancer, and slowly we start adding more players. One of the biggest struggles we have is giving up control. We feel like we have to have our hand in everything, and we need to have the final decision on everything. Unfortunately, though, that's not a great way to run a business, nor the best way to create the best products. I'm going to give you countless examples of how when you empower other people, the product of their work is so much better. But I'm not only going to show you why, but I'm also going to show you how, because I had to go through this myself with our business. Not an easy thing to do, and therefore I want to walk you through it so you can have an easier journey. Let's get better products out there in the world by giving up our control. Let's learn how to do it. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. HostGator is your all-in-one website hosting solution. That means everything you need is under one roof. Design services, backups for your website, domain names, so you can register the domain name for your website right there, SSL certificates, so you can have secure checkout, so you can have an HTTPS website. All that technical stuff is all taken care of with HostGator. It's like having your own tech team on your side, but you might think it'll cost you a fortune. Think again. HostGator has plans starting at only $5 a month, and they can grow with you. Get this exclusive offer, save 30% and start at $5 a month over at HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So in today's lesson, giving up control to create better products, there are two parts to this equation. One, giving up that control, learning how to not always have to be in control. And then number two, how do you delegate that control and give people responsibility? That's the key word here. When you empower people, you're not only empowering them to make decisions, but you're making them responsible for those decisions. So I'm going to start off with an example here that we can use for this lesson. Let's say, for example, you're creating a fitness app. This app might track a whole bunch of things, how many times you go to the gym, your weight, your BMI, your heart rate, all that kind of stuff. And let's just say for the sake of this lesson that you are a developer, you know how to code, and you can really do this all yourself if you wanted to. But we know that doing everything yourself is not the smartest thing because as a business owner, you need to lead. You can't be the worker bee and the leader at the same time all the time. You're going to have to grow at some point if you want to grow your business. The first step you have to recognize that you're not the only person that knows how to do this. You're not the only developer in the world, right? There are other people that can do the job. There's other people that can do it. They may not be able to do it exactly like you do it, but they can get the job done. Number two, and this one's really, really important. You need to recognize that what you decide, your tastes, your style may not be the best one. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but especially when it comes to things like an app or a website, or a product, or anything that has any sort of aesthetic, like a t-shirt. We think, hey, this is the way it should look like. And you're very, very firm in your opinion, when maybe somebody else can add to that opinion. Maybe you're not right. Maybe there's a better way to do this. Maybe there's a better way to design this. I'll have these discussions all the time with my team where I'll have a very firm opinion about what I want to see or what I think it should look like. And then they'll tell me, hey, no, I don't think that's a good idea because 1, 2, 3, 4. And one of the things I always tell my team is if you're going to disagree with me, please do, but give me an alternative. It's a lot easier for me to agree with you if you give me an alternative. You say, you know what? I think that's not a good idea because 1, 2, 3, 4, here's what I think is a good idea. So try to encourage your team to do that as well. So number two, again, is to recognize that your opinion, the way you see things, is not always the right way to do things or the way. There's many right ways to do things. And then number three, recognizing you can't be great at everything. We have this notion that if we have our hands in everything, in every decision in our business, that it can't go wrong. Well, that's a good way for it to go wrong because you're not really delegating. You're not letting the experts take care of things. Now, what happens when you do give up control? Let's say, for example, in this example of the fitness app, you do have a developer and a designer, and you say to them, hey, here are the things I want to see. This is what I kind of envision, but come back to me with what you think would work best. Something that Phil Knight, founder and former CEO of Nike, says, tell them what to do and let them surprise you. So put them on task, tell them what to do, but let them make the decisions along the way how to get to the end result. You're going to get some really great ideas. They're going to surprise you. On top of that, your team's going to feel empowered. This is especially important if your team members don't have equity in the company. I'm talking about financial equity. If they have creative equity, that counts for a lot. People are a lot more driven when they feel like they have ownership over the project, where their opinions actually get inserted in the product. They see themselves baked in to what happens and what actually gets produced and thrown into the real world. So by empowering your team, you create the best product possible because you're encouraging other people, everybody on your team, to give their best. And the key word here is not best, it's their best. You're getting the best of everybody's creativity and opinion. One last why about why you should empower your team and give up control. When I say control, I'm talking about decisions here. Decisions on what the product should look like, should work like, should be like. When you give that up and you give it to your teammates, it's so motivational. People feel driven. They're excited about the project because it's theirs now. They're a part of it. And they're not just being told what to do. All right, so how do you do all this? Well, the simple answer is you have to create a culture in your company where you have a balance of empowerment and responsibility. Now, how do you create this culture? How do you actually do this? Well, number one, when you hire somebody new or when you have a new teammate on board, or even if they're not new, you could start right now. You could have just a simple chat with them and let them know that, hey, this is what you're responsible for. You're the UX UI designer. You're responsible for making a very easy to use interface for my app. If customers are struggling with getting around my app, that's your responsibility. Not your fault, because fault automatically makes you feel like, hey, something went wrong. But responsibility, if it goes right or wrong, they take credit. So make it very clear, what's your responsibility? So that means when I give my input, when I give my opinions about the project, about what I want to see as the founder of the company, it's your responsibility because you're responsible with this aspect of the business, of this aspect of the product, to let me know if I'm right or wrong, to let me know if there's a better way, to let me know if I'm off track. You got to protect that. You got to protect that responsibility because you're going to be responsible for that result. That empowers people. That makes them feel that, yes, I know what I have to do. And it's music to their ears because they're like, wow, I really believe in my aesthetics. I really believe in what I do, in this case, the UX UI design. So this person is giving me the power to do what I believe is best. And I'll accept that responsibility if it doesn't go perfectly because I have control. I have control over those decisions. Having a small chat with your team member about this creates a whole different environment. They now know what they have to do. They now know what they're responsible for. They now feel empowered and pumped to prove to you that they are right for the job, that they will deliver for you, that they're going to actually make you proud. So basically, it comes down to communication, communicating this to your actual team member. Now, you have to do this with every team member who's responsible for a task or a part of the company, whether that's customer service or finance or marketing. That's your job as a leader. That's why you have to make time to be a leader and not have your hands in every pie. Number two, this talk, this little chat you're having about responsibility, it's not going to happen once. You're going to have to do it many times. You're going to have to do it at least 3 or 4 times. Because people are not used to this. People are not used to being told you have the power to make decisions. This is your area. This is your arena. This is your responsibility. Make something special happen. They're not used to this. So you have to remind them of this. So often if they're asking questions, you can reply to that question with, what do you think? This is what I think, but ultimately you have the call. It's your responsibility with the way this actually turns out. Because I believe if you're paying somebody to do a job, you're not only paying them to do the work, but you're paying them to be responsible, just like their own leadership position. If I hire somebody to throw me a party, I expect them to throw me a party that's efficient, that's great, that's fun. It's their responsibility. Same thing goes when you're hiring somebody to do a job in your company. Empower them, give them those responsibilities. Communicate to them often. If you feel like they're a little unsure of themselves, have a little chat. It takes 5 minutes on Slack or on Skype or anything. And after a few chats, they'll get the message. They'll get it. And they'll feel more confident about their role in your company. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. When it comes to your business website, you can't mess around. You have to go with the experts, and that's HostGator. Whether you need to change something in your website, upgrade something, need to register a new domain name, you can reach out to them any time of day, any day of the week with their 24/7 live support. Any day of the year, you can call them up, you can send them an email, or get on live chat. I love this because your business is 24/7. You got to keep up with the pace. And if you need to do something right now, you can reach out to HostGator and they can help you out. It's all included in their all-inclusive hosting packages. And you can get started for as low as $5 a month. That's incredible. To get this offer, just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, giving up control doesn't mean that you're giving up your company or you're giving up your creativity or giving up your role or influence on the business. Your business will have to change. It will evolve. The way it looks, the way it presents itself, what it offers will change over time. That's because the parts of that business will change. The people that help you out to make it happen. That's normal. If you look at a company like Airbnb, when it first started, it looked completely different. A few friends trying to rent out their air mattresses in their apartment to make rent. The vision of what it was supposed to be was completely different than what it is today because as they added more people to their team, they got better ideas and they reinvented themselves over and over again. Your job is to be the orchestrator, to bring in the right pieces, to give them the right power to be their best and bring on the best and offer the best for your customers. That's special. That's great. That's what a leader does. That's what an entrepreneur does. But if you're just getting started right now, a good exercise is hiring a virtual assistant, hiring one hire, a part-time hire even, and start delegating them some power. Give them some power. Give them some responsibility. Have that chat with them and start practicing giving up control in order for you to produce a better company, a better product. That's the end of today's lesson, but today's episode's not over because it's Free Ride Friday. I got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Dale Bruce. Dale Bruce is from Canada, actually. And his review, "The show saved my business even though the business didn't start yet. But the show encouraged me not to throw away my idea. The opposite happened. I got better ideas and I combined them with the other idea and got a new business proposal together. And decided to skip the whole college scene that I decided to go on and just start with business. This show, Bulletproof Radio, and The Art of Charm are the only podcasts I need. It's the only shows you need to change your life for the better. Keep up the amazing work, Omar, and everyone else." Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you so much for that awesome review. And welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. You just want a free ride. Just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with that lifetime membership. Guys, we do this every single week. Just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. Giving responsibility to other people in your company, this is big boy talk. This is big girl talk, right? This is not, you know, we're just getting started. You're starting to evolve as an entrepreneur. It might be a little scary. It might be a little intimidating, but it's okay. You are meant to grow as an entrepreneur and just take steps forward. Like I said, start out with one hire, one part-time hire, one VA, whatever. You'll get more comfortable. You'll get used to it. And over time, over the next few years, you'll start to evolve. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to let go of control. You might feel like it's a little risky, but it's exciting. And that's why you got into this in the first place. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.